escalating threats, political pressure, intelligence activity, as well as sexual misconduct allegations amidst his investigations into Israeli war crimes. So the most recent report now indicating that not only is Mr. Karim Khan, but his family as well, their lives have been placed in jeopardy as a result of the threats. Now, reports also note that he fears there could be alleged Mossad surveillance within The Hague. So Mr. Naeem Jinnah, senior researcher at Mr. Naeem, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
First up, Naeem, the sexual misconduct allegations. Mr. Karim Khan felt he's debunked this. These are all lies. It's part of a smear campaign. But the manner in which it is being twisted now, wanting the global public to kind of get the impression that he is a corrupt official. And he even alluded to reports from these so-called women that are not tying up. Are they trying to get him on the sexual harassment allegations primarily?
No, I think that those allegations are one part of a bigger campaign against him. The sexual harassment allegations were, I think, the first salvo that was fired. Now, I mean, I don't think we should comment about whether those allegations are true or not. There is a complainant. Mm. She is now seemingly withdrawn because she feels that she's being used as a political tool, which clearly is the case. So, you know, whether that's true or not is neither here nor there. But the issue is that you know, even if it is true, the timing of those allegations being made public, not by the complainant, but by others. You know, as I say, the first salvo in this whole campaign against him. The issue about Mossad surveillance or possible Mossad surveillance against him, that comes from the Dutch government. It's not just his own fanciful thinking. He's been warned about that. And, of course, the ICC is not a law enforcement agency. They don't have security, protection, et cetera, except very basic. So the way it's looking now is that, you know, his physical security is certainly at stake. He's been threatened not only by, you know, Mossad surveillance and other such things. He's been threatened by a British lawyer on behalf of the Israeli government, by the British Prime Minister, by Congressman Lindsey Graham from the U.S., whose comment is actually very very instructive. He told Karim Khan the ICC was made for Africa and thugs like Putin, not for democracies like Israel. Now we can quibble about whether Israel is a democracy, but you know this is the kind of thing that Africans have been saying for decades. That it seems that the ICC is designed for Africa and for African dictators, not for anyone else. Lindsey Graham seems to have confirmed that. The British Prime Minister Cameron has threatened that if this goes ahead, the UK will withdraw from the Rome Statute, which is, you know, the ICC, the creature of the Rome Statute, and will stop funding the ICC and will withdraw from the Rome Statute. So the campaign is not just against Karim Khan. The campaign is against the ICC as a whole because it dared to take on Israelis.
Now, Naeem, during a meeting in May 2024, British-Israeli lawyer Nicholas Kaufman reportedly warned Karim Khan, saying, "They will destroy you and they will destroy the court." Just reading that, that clearly sounds mafia syndicate-styled related tactics exclusively. It sounds pretty much similar to how Netanyahu and his war cabinet ministers threaten Palestinians, the resistance. It even sounds very similar to the threats that Donald Trump issues to several countries when it comes to his tariff trade wars.
Yeah, well, I think it is very serious. And again, you know, we should read this as being not just a threat against the prosecutor himself, but against the court as a whole. There are reports that Kaufman also told Karim Khan that, you know, basically in my words, I'm paraphrasing, if you play ball, we can make all this go away. So, you know, clearly a kind of carrot and stick, a threat on the one hand and trying to tempt him on the other. But he's, you know, he's just a lawyer. I mean, you consider that it's heads of government who are doing this. It's serious, and it is a threat, as you pointed out, not just against him but his family as well.
So now, following the threats, you mentioned it a little bit earlier, Naeem, Dutch authorities briefed Karim Khan on suspected Mossad activity in The Hague. I believe that could well extend beyond suspected, could well be in play already for a while. So in a letter to the ICC's oversight body, Karim Khan asked for guidance, and he was quoted as saying, given the security factor and the nature of the threats, I need your advice as to how we can manage security risks and threats in a manner that cannot be considered a reprisal. So that is definitely uppermost in his mind, a reprisal. And that could be forthcoming. It's highly likely, considering this type of language and threats that have been coming along.
Mossad is not unknown for doing all kinds of unsavory things, including assassinating people that it feels threatens Israel. And it does this all over the world, has done it all over the world. And I'm not just talking about various PLO and Hamas leaders, etc., but others as well. So it's not a fantasy to think that this could happen, that he could be directly targeted and even assassinated. So his concern is real. His letter to the ICC is very diplomatic. He's not making any suggestions about what can be done, but it's clear that, you know, one of his considerations is the possibility that he steps back. If he does that, there's a good chance that the case against Israel, the two Israelis, will kind of fall flat. Not that he's a great opponent of Israel. I mean, he's not Francesco Albanese.
Yes, correct.
You know, it took him a very, very long time to bring these charges, despite lots of cajoling for years before that. And generally, he has been seen as not close necessarily, but accommodating of the Israelis. And I think that this is the other reason why they are so threatening, because they can't forgive the fact that he was on their side and he's now betrayed them. So the threats are definitely real.
What is the current status quo, Naeem? Now, when Karim Khan was preparing the arrest warrant applications against Smotrich and Itamar Ben-Gvir, he was then asked to take leave. Is he still on the special leave of absence, as it were? Will he be reinstated? The likelihood of that happening, and then the dangers which you alluded to. If this campaign to have the warrant for Netanyahu does get withdrawn, would that not essentially mean the ICC's hierarchy collapses, essentially? Because then what's the point of us talking about a rules-based order?
Yeah, so, I mean, it remains to be seen what happens to... And this is, I think, why he sent that letter and made it public that he sent that letter to the ICC. Because if they relieve him of his job, even temporarily, it means that the security threat against him and his family decreases. But you're correct about the ICC. I mean, at this stage of this case, If the ICC withdraws the warrants against against Netanyahu and Yoav Gallant, it will have no moral standing whatsoever. You can definitely imagine that a number of African states will say, "Well, we told you so," and begin the process of pulling out. I mean, it's a long process; it takes more than a year. But could begin that process, and any kind of moral standing, respect that the ICC had, will just fall by the wayside, because if it's going to be pressured politically in this way, and then succumb to that pressure, well, why should anyone respect it?
Indeed. From that perspective, Ms. Naeem Jinnah, Senior Research at Mistra, Jazakallah, thanks as always for joining us on PM Drive and Voice of the Cape.